Episode 162.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we try to demystify and untangle all the confusion around some of these tools like ConvertKit and ClickFunnels and LeadPages so you can decide what the right tools are for your business. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how is everybody doing? I am your host, Mark Mason, coming to you from the little studio in Dallas, Texas. In fact, I am recording this on the day that it drops, which is a little bit unusual because I got an awesome email message from a listener out there, Rick Mueller. I love it when people respond to the emails that I send out asking a question. And Rick asked the following question. He says, have you ever talked about ConvertKit landing pages versus ClickFunnels on your podcast? I'm wondering if you've used both and what your thoughts are on the main value of ConvertKit, if that makes sense. So, you know, I'd sent an email out this week about ConvertKit, which is the autoresponder that I use. They're having an amazing challenge that starts on April 1st at latenightim.com/CK challenge. And that's going to teach you all about how to do landing pages. Landing pages are really important. That's how you would nominally capture someone's email address so you could get them onto your list and have an ongoing conversation with them. And ConvertKit has just upgraded their product to include 14 brand new, beautiful pre-made landing pages to really help people with the process of getting folks signed up to their email list. And so the question is, well, what about a tool like ClickFunnels, which I also use? We're going to talk about that. How do these work together or overlap, or which one should I get? And I understand this question because these tools are not cheap. They cost something on the order of $50 or $100 a year, or in the case of something like ConvertKit, as you get a lot of subscribers, if you have tens of thousands of subscribers, it costs a lot more. And in the case of ClickFunnels, to get some of their advanced features, it costs $300 a month. So the question is, well, which one of these tools do I really need? And I know that's a super important question, especially in cases where people are starting out or they're not making a lot of money and they really need to make careful choices about the tools that they use. They can't just go spending money willy-nilly on tools. And not only that, they really need to make sure that they are using the right tools because their time is even more valuable than their money. And you can get bogged down in all these tools. So the first question is, what do these two tools do and how do they compare in terms of features and what they're trying to accomplish? And so let me just back up a little bit at a high level and tell you that one of the most important things that you can do for your business, this is well understood by a lot of people. I think my buddy Pat would tell you this. My buddy Cliff would tell you this, is you need to get people on your email list so that you can have an ongoing conversation with them. We talked about this in the episode last week about how that's the kind of the one thing in your business that's truly yours that you can really own is your email list. And so that's something you need to be working on. So you could, I guess, theoretically, take people's email addresses and write them down on a piece of paper as they came in. You could say, hey, email me your email address if you want to get my newsletter or hear from me on a regular basis. And you could write those down on a napkin. And then periodically you could go into Gmail or whatever your email service is, and you could send an email to all those people that were on the napkin. And that would work fine until you got 10 or 15 people. And then all of a sudden that would become really difficult, right? So in order to solve that problem, years ago, and by now it's been 20 years ago, companies started popping up that handled this issue of getting people on to your email list, managing that list, and managing the delivery of content to those subscribers. For example, if you subscribe to my list, you know that every Monday, without fail, I send out a motivational email to help get you in the right mindset for the week to come. Because I know that entrepreneurs that are trying to work on their side hustle while they've got a day job, they need that little extra bit of motivation. And so you can go to latenightim.com. You can sign up for that motivational newsletter and get that every week. That's coming from a piece of software called an autoresponder. And what that autoresponder allows me to do is to have a sequence of emails inside there that are for that purpose, that motivational email, and schedule them automatically every Monday, and I can write them as far in advance as I want. And in fact, right now, I have almost 100 of those that I have painstakingly gone and written a short email message every Monday, and they're scheduled for every Monday they come out. And the magic of it is, if you sign up today, you get the first one. But if you signed up 10 weeks ago, next Monday, you're going to get the 11th one. And if someone signs up 20 weeks from now, they'll get the first one and then the second one. And so the content is dripped to you in order. That's what an autoresponder does. And for a long time, autoresponders, they would handle some rudimentary stuff, like the forming of the little box that you put your email and name into, that little box. They would help, they would let you design that. And some autoresponders would also have a landing page, a whole full standalone page where you could send people, and it said something, had a beautiful headline. It said, "Sign up to get my fantastic motivational email newsletter so that you can feel better about yourself and do great things. Just put your email in here and everything will be fine." You know, that sort of landing page. It's like a tiny little sales page. Sometimes we call them squeeze pages, where you are trying to make an offer to a buyer, and you're trying to get them to buy whatever your offering, and they're paying for it with their email address. Again, because in business, we're always matching offers with buyers. That's what a landing page does. Now, ConvertKit is actually, their focus is on the delivery of email, and there are many sophisticated features inside of ConvertKit that you can take advantage of. For example, let's say that you're interested in the motivational email addresses, emails that I send out, but you're not interested in knowing whenever there's a new podcast episode. Well, ConvertKit has the kind of technology inside of it that if I ask you that question, do you want these motivational emails every Monday? You can click on a link and tell ConvertKit yes or no. And in fact, if you look at my motivational emails, down at the bottom, you'll see there's a little link down there that says, "Do you not want to see this motivational email? If you want to get the rest of my emails, but not the motivational emails, click this link." And what that does is it tags you as a person that is so amazingly motivated that you don't even need my motivational emails, right? It says, "Okay, I'm not interested in topic A, but I do want the rest of the stuff." Or maybe I'm only interested in topic B. You can implement those kind of things. And in ConvertKit, they're called tags. And basically, they're little sticky notes that, you know, virtual sticky notes that you put on someone's email that tells you what they are or are not interested in. Another really good example is I could send out an email and I could say, are you a beginning marketer making no money in your business? Are you an intermediate marketer where you're working part-time, but you're not yet making enough money to go full-time? Or are you a full-time marketer? What kind of marketer are you? Click the one that you are. And then when you click that link in ConvertKit, I could tag you. So maybe if you're a full-time marketer, I could focus on sending you advanced content. But if you're a beginner, I could prevent sending you the advanced content so that I didn't confuse you, and I could send you some extra content that was specifically targeted at beginners. So that's the kinds of things that ConvertKit does. So the problem with these email autoresponders is they weren't very good at designing these very, very important landing pages. Landing pages are important because in order to get someone on an email list, you need to convert them from traffic, a person who arrived at your email landing page, to a subscriber, someone who's actually on your list. And that conversion process can be helped considerably by having a fantastic landing page design, something that really looks good. And maybe you want something fancy, like you want a sign up button. And when you hit the button, you want the opt-in box to pop up and become modal on the screen. You know, you've seen these where you the form is not right there on the page. You click the button and it's a two-step opt-in process where you click the button and then this fantastic looking box pops up. Or maybe you want the box to slide in from the bottom. Or maybe you want to embed a video on the page explaining what someone's going to get if they sign in to your email list or if they sign up for your email list. All of these things are examples of landing pages. And historically, email autoresponders, they're worried about deliverability and spam and tagging and sequencing messages. They're not worried about web page design. And so these have been separate worlds historically. And so enter a company like LeadPages several years ago, maybe 5 years ago. I love the guys over at LeadPages and I love that team over there. They came out with a product called LeadPages, which was specifically designed to make it easy for people who didn't know how to design web pages to just drag and drop and click and make beautiful landing pages. They have a bunch of pre-made landing pages and you can do that and you can hook it up to, it is integrated with your email autoresponder. So LeadPages knows about tools like ConvertKit or Drip or GetResponse or AWeber. They know about these tools, and so they talk to each other, and that's really helpful and really useful for marketers who are needing to do this kind of stuff. But you need two tools in that case, right? You need the landing page generator, which is super powerful, and the autoresponder. Well, you know, really, when you do a landing page and you get someone in your email list, usually what you're doing is you're getting them to opt in and then you're going to send them some messages and then you're going to try and sell them something. And as we've talked about in the past, that process of getting someone aware of you onto your email list and then have them buy something is called a funnel. And while you can certainly design a simple funnel with tools like LeadPages and ConvertKit, sometimes you want to create something considerably more sophisticated with upsells and one-time offers and cart bumps and all of these things that we probably need a whole extra episode to explain these different marketing concepts in funnels. But the thing with lead pages is it's not really designed to handle all that stuff. You can certainly do that in lead pages. You can use lead pages as a tool to build a lot of that stuff, but it's not really designed specifically with funnel marketing in mind. And so people spent historically a lot of time gluing together funnels and autoresponders and delivery systems like Teachable or Kajabi to actually deliver products to customers once they came into the landing page, bought the product, paid for it, and then you know, got the emails that they needed to get in order to do that. And then now they need the course and they need more emails. And so people spend a lot of time, marketers spend a lot of time trying to glue all this stuff together. So ClickFunnels came in and said, okay, we are going to make one product that makes funnels, and we're going to make it so dead simple, easy to use that anyone can use it. And that's was Russell Brunson's design goal for ClickFunnels was anyone, even my mom, can use this. And Russell was coming from, at least he claims to have been coming from, a place where he really doesn't understand any technology. He knew what he wanted to do. He knows a lot about marketing, but he would always have to hire these guys to build these funnels. And he talks in a lot of his videos about how it would take them weeks and weeks to create a single funnel. And he wanted a tool that could create a funnel in minutes, or at least hours at, you know, worst case, a beautiful funnel that had a squeeze page and then a thank you page and maybe a one-time offer page and an upsell and a downsell and could take money and all this kind of stuff, right? So all of these kind of stuff, all of these kind of advanced features that lead pages never has had. So ClickFunnels was born, and I have recently started using ClickFunnels, and I will tell you that it is all of that and a bag of chips. It's kind of amazing. So the question that, you know, getting back to this question that I got this morning from Rick is like, okay, well, I'm a marketer. What should I buy here? And it turns out that as ClickFunnels has evolved, Russell has added at the higher tier levels an autoresponder into ClickFunnels and a way to deliver, which is a way to deliver emails, and a way to deliver content, which is kind of like a baby version, a tiny baby version of something like Teachable inside of the tool. So you can really, literally, legitimately build a legitimate internet business with ClickFunnels only, without WordPress, without an autoresponder. You could just buy ClickFunnels and you could build out a website, a delivery system for content, and an email autoresponder, and you could just pay Russell Brunson $297 a month, which is what you would need to have everything that you need in that package, and that would be great. I don't do that because I've already got an autoresponder. I have the $97 version of ClickFunnels, and I really, really like it. So, you know, as I mentioned, getting back to Rick Mueller's question, which is, well, you know, what's the difference and what should I use? ClickFunnels is an interesting thing because it enables a lot of advanced funnel features. And if you are interested in advanced funnels, I really do believe the best way to learn about advanced funnels and funnel technology and all the things that are possible with funnels is to sign up for Russell Brunson's One Funnel Away Challenge, which you can find an affiliate link for that at latenightim.com/OFA. Now understand, One Funnel Away, OFA. Now understand, this is not a free challenge. It's $100, and it pays a big affiliate commission. So don't go do that. I mean, understand that that's an affiliate link, and, you know, in full transparency, I get paid if you do that. But I've done the One Funnel Away Challenge, and it is the most effective funnel training, internet marketing, conversion training that I've ever seen. And it's ridiculous at that price. So that's something to put on your list. When you get to the point where you want to learn about funnels, go check out the One Funnel Away Challenge at latenightim.com/OFA. But that's all super advanced stuff. You know, it's about how to convert people in a funnel, how to do things like cart bumps. For example, a cart bump is when you're buying something for $97 and there's a little check box there and that says, if you want this extra stuff, just click this checks box and we'll charge you an extra $30 and you'll get the bonus, you know, that sort of thing. It's about how to handle one-time offers and upsells and downsells and a lot of these hardcore internet marketing tactics. And that can be in some points of view, that can be a little advanced for what most people need to do. A lot of people have a blog and they're trying to collect email addresses and that's it. And they don't really have the sophistication to design a landing page, and they're not really trying to sell anything. You know, with a funnel, typically you're trying to sell something. They're really trying to just create a landing page and get people on their email list. And we'll work through all the selling stuff and sales pages and all that stuff later. They're not at that part of the journey. And ConvertKit recognizes this. And so they've added these landing pages, these 14 new beautiful landing pages, and they really are beautiful. And they're promoting that addition to their software by running this challenge at latenightim.com/CK challenge, where they're teaching people how to take advantage of landing pages. They're teaching people how to create a lead magnet and get people on their list. And the challenge, this ConvertKit challenge, is about actually getting a number, you know, who can get the most people on their list in a few day period, in a 30 day period. So it's really cool. So if you need to take massive action in your business and you want to grow your list, this challenge is perfect for you. You can go do that. You get a free 30 day ConvertKit account with that, and you can keep it or switch back to your other autoresponder or whatever at the end of the challenge. It's super cool the way they have it set up. And by the way, that link, latenightim.com/CK challenge, is also an affiliate link. And I get paid. You do any of this, it's a podcast about affiliate marketing. That's how it goes. But if you don't like that, you can just go to convertkit.com and hunt around and you'll be able to find this challenge. So the question, which tools should I buy? I think if your budget is tight and you can only get one thing in the world, the one thing in the world that you absolutely must have after you have hosting for your WordPress site, the one thing in the world that you must have is an email autoresponder. And if my budget was tight, Rick didn't say whether his budget was tight or not, but I know a lot of people listening, if my budget was tight, I would get an autoresponder. And if I were buying an autoresponder today, out of all the autoresponders that are out there, if I were getting an autoresponder today, I would use ConvertKit. That's what I use in my business. And what I like about ConvertKit is while it's not free, it starts off at a very affordable level and grows as your subscribers grow, which since your subscribers should be a pretty good indication of the profitability of your business, that really makes sense. The fact that they're adding these landing pages to make it easier and easier to grow your list, and they've got this challenge out there and all this great training, that just reinforces my position that if you're on a super tight budget, that's where you should start. Then when at some later time, when you realize that you have a specific thing that you want to do that is hard to do because you don't have the right tool, then that's when I would get ClickFunnels. I would add that second. So I would get an autoresponder first. And again, I recommend ConvertKit. And then I would get ClickFunnels once I decided that the tools that I had at my disposal, which would be at this point ConvertKit and WordPress, weren't sufficient enough to do the things that I wanted to do. That I think that's the typical case. So Rick, my answer to you is I would go ahead and get that. Now, let's say you don't like that. You like Russell Brunson. You want to go all in with ClickFunnels. You like this idea of only having one piece of software and you just want to start with that and be done. I think that's great. And you can do that and you can get ClickFunnels and you can pay $297 a month, which is a steal for what he's offering. And you can get the landing page stuff that you need. You can get Actionetics, which is his email autoresponder, and everything will be happy and good. I have not used Actionetics a lot. My initial impression of it is I don't love it as much as I love ConvertKit. I love ConvertKit. I don't love Actionetics. Part of that is because I'm used to ConvertKit and I'm not used to Actionetics. But you can certainly do most of the things that you need to do with regard, and maybe all of the things you need to do with regard to email autoresponders inside that software. And with the backpack tool that comes with that inside of ClickFunnels, you'll be able to deliver content to your audience in terms of courses and all that kind of stuff. And that's great. And later, Russell is coming out with another product that I'm sure will cost additional money called Wasabi, which I understand to be a direct competitor with Kajabi, which I don't know who names all this stuff, but my understanding is Wasabi is going to be a teachable Thinkific Kajabi competitor that will integrate directly into ClickFunnels. So if you like Russell Brunson, if you sign up for the One Funnel Away Challenge, which is awesome, and you love that environment, it is definitely possible to stay all in Russell Brunson's world and use his tools. And that's a cool thing. You can do that too. So Rick, I hope that helps you with your problem. And I hope that helps some of you as well. If you have more specific questions, any of you have more specific questions about the difference between ClickFunnels and ConvertKit, please let me know. In the show notes at latenightinternetmarketing.com/162, there will be affiliate links for all of this stuff. And if you want to support the show by purchasing those things through those links, that would be awesome. But it's really more important to me that you actually just get the right solution. So if there's some way that I can help you understand what exactly the right thing to do is, please holler at me by email. You can just send email to feedback@latenightim.com and I'll try to answer your specific question about this as I tried to do for Rick. So I hope that helps. Now, an interesting aside. One of the things you're going to run into is there are these camps out there of different kinds of marketers in the world. And there are hardcore internet marketers that are all about conversion. And it is a group that some people are starting to refer to as bro marketers, B-R-O, bro marketers, because it's all a bunch of guys that have been doing it for a long time. It's Russell Brunson and Frank Kern and Ryan Dice and Mike Filsaime and, you know, some of these guys like this, some hardcore internet marketers. And let me just say, these guys are brilliant. This is the side of the business that I came in on, and they are, you know, they're hardcore, okay? And people attach names to those kind of marketers. They sometimes are said to have kind of a used car feel to them. You know, they're very pushy marketers, or at least that's the reputation that they have. They're in your face, right? And so that's a thing inside of internet marketing, that there's this, you know, kind of collection of people that are associated with that kind of stuff. Then there's the, you know, more soft sell guys. I put myself in this category because I came from there on purpose to talk more about relationship marketing. Let's help people first. Let's deliver content and worry about selling stuff later, right? Let's have a service first position. I would say that, and it's not completely fair to label anybody, right? But I would say these guys like Brunson and Filsaime, they've got a sell first mentality. And to be fair, they all make more money in a day than I'll make all year on internet marketing. I mean, these guys have $1 million launches and stuff like that. Okay. So they know what they're doing. Don't get me wrong, but that's not what I am. So what I am is a service first guy. So I like to put people first, and I hang around with the people that do that. The Pat Flynn's of the world, the Cliff Ravenscrafts of the world, those people, the Amy Porterfields of the world. There's a long list, right? Rick Mulready's of the world. Those people are first and foremost interested in helping people first. Ray Edwards, interested in helping people first and worrying about the conversion later. And some people like me, and particularly like Ray Edwards, recognize that there's a tremendous amount of value in the sales first marketing technology and understanding the psychology of that. And when that's used, when that technology and knowledge is used in a service first posture, that's really powerful. So when you take all of the sales first technology and methods and you run them through a service first mindset, then you can get really something really good. So if you take a tool like ClickFunnels, which is incredibly powerful, but you use it in a super helpful, responsible way, that's really good stuff. And so that's what I'm trying to do here at Late Night Internet Marketing. So just be aware of that. And if you're interested in understanding sort of the backlash against this sales first bro marketing approach, I've got an excellent content piece for you that I'll link to in the show notes from an incredibly amazing woman named Amanda Bond, who I got to meet at Social Media Marketing World. She's super cool. I went to her talk, which dealt with some of these issues peripherally, at least. And so she's got an amazing content piece. It's like 10 pages long that you can read, and it's fantastic. So I will link to that in the show notes. But I think the thing for you to take away here is if you're just getting started, you need an autoresponder. If you want an autoresponder, I'd buy ConvertKit. I'd leave ClickFunnels for later. That's my answer to you, Rick, and my answer to the rest of you. Hey, if there's anything else I can do to help you, hit me up on feedback@latenightam.com. And absolutely, without question, hit the show notes and check out all the different links that we've offered in the episode. If that will help you, I'd be more than happy to point you in those right directions. Hope you have a fantastic week. I'll be back next week with more great content. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
So Social Media Marketing World was, as it always is for me, the most amazing thing. I mean, it was just a super fantastic conference. I loved every minute of it. It allowed me to see all the people that I truly love. I spent all my time in sessions. I was supposed to be somewhere else, so I wasn't going to go to the conference, so I had no responsibilities when I was out there. I just went to sessions and I learned a ton of stuff, and it reminded me of a ton of stuff that I want to tell you guys about. And one of the things that I did in my notebook when I was out there is I made a list of podcast episode topics. This episode wasn't even on that list. So there's lots of good content to come. Cliff and I rented these Lime scooters and scootered to Chipotle. It was the best. Cliff and I always go to Chipotle. Because that's Cliff's jam. That's his favorite restaurant in the whole world, I think. I mean, it's certainly the restaurant he eats at the most in the whole world. And it's easy to eat healthy at Chipotle. I think that's the primary reason that he likes to go there. But we scootered this time. Usually we walk. It's a really far walk. But now in San Diego, they have these Lime scooters where you use an app, you scan a QR code on the scooter, and then it charges you for the use of the scooter. It's really cool. We scootered downtown San Diego. And it's funny because on a big part of our scooter ride, we're shouting back and forth talking about this ConvertKit versus ClickFunnels question that I just covered here. Because Cliff is also interested in these kind of tools because he's creating landing pages for his products and he creates his landing pages inside Kajabi. And again, while Kajabi has really good design tools, it's not strictly a landing page tool. It's a course platform. And while they do have landing page stuff, it's not designed exactly for that. And so Cliff's question was similar to Rick's, although coming from the Kajabi side, which is it worth it to have more landing page technology? And so Cliff and I are working through that in his business as well. And in fact, we're going to do a live one-on-one demo. I'm going to take him inside my ClickFunnels account. Maybe I'll do that for you guys as well, so you can kind of see what's in there. But that, of course, would need to be video. So maybe we'll do that over on YouTube. So yeah, that's what's going on. Today, I am going to opening day at the range at the ballpark in Arlington. And so I need to get this episode out. So I'm going to go, I'm going to get my kid out of school and we're going to play hooky and go watch a baseball game. And that's in just an hour or two. So I need to get going. I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.